We're talking Valley Falls boys hoops with head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. The Dragons remain undefeated, a top three team in Class 2A in the rankings through the second half of the season here, now 18-0, and league title as well after beating Pleasant Ridge in overtime this week on Tuesday, 72-70. Let's start with that game, coach. What a thriller. Guys had to respond when Pleasant Ridge mounted a couple comebacks in that game, but just as you've done in a previous couple contests this year that have been close, your guys stepping up and making big plays in the clutch when you really need it. Had to feel great to get that road win and take the league title Tuesday.
Yeah, it definitely was. I'm so proud of this group. It's nothing but gamers on this team. I'm watching the Super Bowl the other night. I heard the Rams coach talking after the game, and he had told the guys to challenge them to be their best when their best was needed. And we talked about that last night going into the game, because it was going to be a crazy atmosphere. And, you know, I only played seven guys last night, but, you know, one through seven, they played their best when their best was needed. And, Dylan, really got us going early, knocking down shots. And, I referred to him, the very first interview I did this year, that he's what a coach refers to as a dog, man. He's a gamer and, makes plays and, do what it takes to put the ball in the bucket. And, Zach, had a great game. He had 9 points in the first half, 9 points in the second half, finished with 18. And, Brennan again, being by far the best point guard in our league, with 11 points and 10 assists. And, Avery and Trenton both had 8 points. And, we got contributions off the bench from Spencer and Carson. And, this is just a team that, you got to have to, pick your poison with us. You want to face guard Avery, and that just opens things up for three or four other guys. You want to try to lock down Dylan, and, other guys are going to step up. And, it's just a team that I feel is probably my most complete team that I ever coached. They buy in, they listen. They do exactly what we try to get them to do, and we made some adjustments in the second half last night, and we just made plays, and the guys knew that if the game should happen to go into overtime, that they were pretty excited at the opportunity to keep fighting and get the W. So yep. It was a great effort last night for sure.
Awesome the way your guys have stepped up to every single challenge in front of them so far this season. And now just two games left in the regular season, and I know eyes are on bigger prizes down the road, but you got to take care of business. Jeff County North, McLeod, couple rematches, but I know JCN kind of a rivalry, and certainly have to avoid that letdown and continue playing at this high level, really, through the rest of the season.
Yeah, we do. JCN is a tough matchup. They always play well against us. You can't look at what, they've done lately versus what we've done lately, because they come to play against us. And they're going to be a team that's they want to give us our first loss of the season. I know that. I know those kids. They're going to be fired up, ready to play. And, I think our kids will respond in a big-time way. It should be a fun night. It's our last regular season game at home. The guys are just clicking. And I think a couple weeks ago when, Horton kind of gave us a scare, it kind of got us refocused. Mm-hmm. We turned around and, had a big win against Effingham, and then, a big win against Jackson Heights on the road the other night. And this team's destined for something special. I truly believe it. And we're just going to get after it and keep working hard and, keep the train rolling.
Yeah, you've scored over 70 now in back-to-back nights. You mentioned that Jackson Heights win 70-39. Man, the offense has really just been incredible. Hopefully you can keep it rolling, Coach. We'll wrap up the regular season and look ahead to the postseason next week. Best of luck, man. Thanks for your time.
All right, Justin. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you.
Coach Gatzmeyer of the Dragons Valley Falls Locker Room Chats are presented by Heinen Repair, also by Country Harvest Apple Market in Valley Falls.